Up to 3,000 people will gather in Carlow this week for the 50th Pan-Celtic International Festival. As well as delegates from all over Ireland, there will be visitors from Scotland, Wales, Brittany, Cornwall and the Isle of Man. The festival aims to promote and strengthen Celtic languages and culture and to encourage tourism and trade. Breida de Ruijte is the festival's Cathaoirleach. She joins us on the line. Breida, thanks for talking to us this morning. 50 years of the festival. For those who aren't familiar with it, how would you describe the gathering?
Yes, it's a fantastic festival that gives the opportunity for countries like Ireland to promote our minority languages and to celebrate that with other countries, as you said, the nations who are participating. So we kick off today and it runs until the weekend, and it's music, singing, dancing, choirs, celebrations, colour and everything for the promotion of the Celtic languages.
And for people whose Irish might be a bit rusty, can they take part?
Yes, it is the most inclusive festival I know, regardless of whether people have one of the languages or six of the languages, it applies to everybody. I suppose, having said that, the common language running through it has to be English, but having said that, every one of the nations and representatives of the nations make every effort to promote and to use and to listen to and to hear the other languages. So yes, it's fun, it's colour, it's enjoyment, and it is for everybody, regardless of their command of a language.
Right, so if your Tishil Ganadoc is a bit ropey, nobody's going to be testing you on it.
Pan-Celtic has no time for Tishil Ganadoc or Tishil Garmac. It is really that. It's the culture which is, I suppose, promoted through the music, singing and dancing, and that makes it open and accessible for everybody.
I gather you've had a bit of a challenge getting accommodation for everyone.
Well, sure, I suppose, like every other festival around the country. But we actually are maybe more lucky than other venues because we have four big hotels in Carlow town. And as it happens, none of the four hotels is actually contracted to house Ukrainian people. But all of the other maybe B&Bs and guest houses and smaller hospitality venues, they actually have a lot of Ukrainian people staying, which is lovely, but it makes it that little bit more difficult, especially when there are big groups like choirs, dance schools, bigger music groups coming. But actually some of them are even prepared to be accommodated in Kilkenny or in Athy nearby and travel to Carlow in and out every day. But yeah, we're doing well. It seemed a bigger problem that we would not be able to surmount. But happily, I think everybody has a bed at this stage.
Well, Gnairi Liv, and I hope you have
a...
I hope you have
a... Fall to Roti Garlock for Pan-Celtic.
Garav Mago the Vrida, the Roshta there, who's the Cathaoirleach of the Pan-Celtic Festival.